wonderful evening to you, my wonderful listeners, and welcome to the first episode of the second season of The Conversation That Matters with Andiswa. This is a podcast where we talk current affairs, we talk politics, we talk women empowerment, as well as youth development. I am still your host, Andiswa Zulu. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's a beautiful day, the 24th of November, 2021. And I have to say that this November has been the busiest month of the 2021 year. Now, we remember we kicked off on the 1st November with the election, the local government election, of which it led to the council meeting, of which that's our topic of today. So today we're talking politics. Our topic today focuses on the recent council meetings, of which we saw DA winning metros like the metro of Joburg, Ekurhuleni, as well as Tshwane. Mpho Paletta was elected the new Jozi mayor, while Vasco da Gama secured the speaker position. Now, this surprise visit, victory, I may say, came after the EFF decided to vote with the DA in forming a coalition government, of which that's what we are going to focus on, the coalition government. What is the coalition government? What is happening on the coalition government? We'll relate to this topic to the incident that happened 2 days ago. So after the ad break, we are going to have a guest, of which we'll hear his view. What does he think about this issue? Because this issue of DA winning, it has mixed reaction, I have to say. So after a break, we have a guest to talk more about this. Welcome back. We are still tuned to The Conversation That Matters with Andiswa. Well, things has not been looking good for the ANC, we have to say, Isaiah Khala, after they lost control of all Gauteng metros, thanks to parties like EFF and the Action SA, after they voted for the DA to form a coalition. So joining me on the conversation tonight to further more about this conversation is the academic manager of the Faculty of Humanities at Tshwane University of Technology, Professor R. Mukhonza. Prof, good evening and welcome to the show, sir.
Evening, Andiswa. Good evening to your listeners.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
I'm good, sir. Thank you so much for making time to talking to us, sir.
You're wonderful.
Now, in short, Doctor, if you can explain, what does the term coalitional government mean?
Coalition government just means it's one or more parties that will be co-governing. In this case, we are talking about co-governing a municipality.
Yes, yes.
So you don't have one political party having the full rights and ability to make decisions that will take the municipality forward.
Yeah. Now, my good sir, would one be correct to confidently say some SA hung municipalities have had coalitional government? Now, considering that we've mostly had parties just voting for each other, what's your view on that?
Yes, indeed. There is co-governance in any hung municipalities because obviously the party, even if take for example, the Johannesburg municipality.
Yes.
Even if DA did not agree in principle with EFF, their mayorship depends on the votes that they got from EFF.
Yes.
Now they cannot pass any important decisions without the votes of EFF. So in essence, they are co-governing in one way or the other.
Now,
there's a coalition government.
Yes. Now, sir, your observation, how has the progress of the coalitional government been, in your own observation?
Right. If we check between 2016 and 2021, you'd find that coalition government has generally been very, very shaky, very unstable. If we look at what has been happening to municipalities such as the Nelson Mandela Metropolitan Municipality,
yes.
We look at what has been happening to Tshwane, you would recall that, you know, when DA and EFF could not agree, there were challenges. Another case study is the Johannesburg Johannesburg, when Herman Mashaba decided to leave the DA, there were challenges there. The leadership of the DA of that municipality collapsed. The only example where there was stability in terms of coalition government is Ekurhuleni, when Zwandile Masina was the mayor.
The mayor is.
Yes, and I had an opportunity to have a discussion with him on what is it that caused that stability. And he talks about a certain agreement that they had with the smaller parties.
Yes, yes.
And they clearly demarcated who does what, and all parties respected what had to be done, and all parties respected their boundaries. But if you look at the other examples that I've read, you then realize that coalition governments have generally been unstable. And that does not augur well for service delivery and that important sphere of government.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. This is the conversation that matter with Andiswa. We are currently in conversation with Dr. Mkhonza about the title or the topic of coalitional government. Now, my good sir, in some coalition talks, especially where the EFF is involved, there's been discussions about national matters. Now, I wanted to find out from you, do national matters have any role or places in any municipal arrangements?
It would appear they do. Because when you listen to the issues that the EFF has been bringing to the table, for example, issues to do with expropriation of land without compensation, issues to do with the role of the Reserve Bank and how the Reserve Bank should be handled, those are issues that are of a national nature. But you hear them coming up as a local sphere of government. Of course, the AFF will then talk about the need to ensure that the service delivery to the various communities where they are co-governing. But you also find national matters coming up.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. So, my good sir, in Tshwane, there's arguably been nothing much change or improvement during the last 5 years. Now, does the DA this time around have potential to do better, according to you? What's your view on that?
I don't see the DA doing things different this time around. I'm not convinced that even the EFF, when they voted with a clean conscience.
Yes.
Because as you'll be aware, in terms of service delivery challenges, you know, Tshwane, particularly the area in Hammanskraal, they have been having problems with the water, provision of water services.
Yes, yes.
And the DA has been accused of the same sins of corruption that ANC is also been accused of.
Mm-hmm.
I don't foresee a significant change in the manner in which DA will do business in the city of Tshwane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Still on that issue, my good sir. So, in some key metros, especially here in Gauteng, the EFF as well as the Action SA has voted for the DA after they have vowed not to work together. Do you see these parties forging some form of relationship, working together perhaps in the interest of the residents? What's your take on that?
I have my reservations about that. Now, if you ask me what I think about why the EFF ended up voting for DA and not the ANC, it was just a case of their hatred for ANC being greater than their hatred for DA.
Yes.
You'd recall that EFF was formed by former youth league leaders, such as Mr. Julius Malema, Mr. Floyd Kivambo, and others who had been, who were, you know, fired from the ANC youth league under the, you know, reign of the leadership of Jacob Zuma. But obviously you recall that the person who was sitting in that disciplinary committee fired Malema was the current president of the ANC, who is Cyril Ramaphosa. So you had them having a gripe, an extra grind with the ANC, and particularly the leader of the ANC. So they found an opportunity to get their revenge. I don't think you know their marriage is going to last for long. Why do I think so? I'm saying so because it's not a marriage that is based on principles. Agreed principles. But rather, it's a marriage of convenience. So I'm very worried about this because once they fall out, it's going to cause instability at that level of leadership in the metros.
Yes.
It will then affect the ability of the those different metros to provide public goods and services as they are required.
Well said. Now, lastly, Doctor, before I let you go, should we expect to see a repetition of this or anything similar to this in the 2024 general elections, where there is a hung province and or a tie and in need of a coalition? Do we expect a repetition of this? What's your take on that?
My thinking on this is that we are likely to see a trend. Going, because if you look at how things have been going with the ANC, they have been steadily but surely losing votes. They were on a downward trend.
Yes.
And unless there is a major turnaround in terms of the issues that voters have complained about, I see that trend of the ANC continuing to lose votes going on. Whether or not we have hung provinces, I still want to study more the outcome of the last general national and provincial elections to see which one, because I'm very worried particularly with the province of Gauteng. The signs are not very good. The province of KZN, the signs are not good also, because especially if the issues that we have to do with the former president, Jacob Zuma, are not addressed, because we have seen how our voters in KZN respond to issues that kind of affect them, like those emotive issues, like the one where the former president ended up being in prison.
Yes.
Already know it's a DA, but obviously ANC are still safe in Limpopo. They are still safe in Mpumalanga. Eastern Cape, I think they are also still safe.
Yes, we can say that.
Northwest, I think you could have a major shift. Of course, ANC may continue, dominating there, but you could just its votes being reduced because the signs are there that there's discontent. But overall, my point is, if the ANC still wants to gain dominance in South African politics, it still has a chance. Why do I say so? you look at the number of people that did not go to cast their ballots.
That's a huge number.
Indeed. We had low voter turnout this time in the local government elections, because people were assumed to be angry at the ANC, but could not vote for any of
for
the
other parties. Yes.
So it tells you that these people, if the issues that they have with the ANC are sorted, then they will be prepared to go and vote for the ANC.
Next time.
So ANC need to take bold steps towards dealing with issues of service delivery, dealing with the socio-economic issues of unemployment, inequality, and poverty, dealing with issues of corruption, that perception that is there that the ANC is corrupt, where it's given, you know, governmental powers, it abuses governmental power to the benefit of the few. So this is my take on what could happen in 2024.
Yes. Dr. Mkhonza, thank you so much for your time, and thank you so much for sharing your view on today's show. Wishing you, hope to have you next time, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Conversations That Matter is a versatile podcast by yours truly. We focus on current affairs, politics, women and youth empowerment. We engage with political analysts, young inspiring women and media people. For more information about this, visit our Facebook page at Conversations That Matters and Voice Over Work. Our podcasts are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Overcast and more. Visit our website today. Everyone matters.